Yo, is that guy they call Kenny Hodge? Is that Mr. Hodge right there? Whoa. Here comes Mr. Hodge. They tell me that Mr. Hodge is a bad... Watch your mouth. But I'm talking about Ken Hodge, president of Columbus, Ohio, local 304, branch press currently. But I see the local spot coming. Yeah, Mr. Hodge, Kenny Hodge. This cat is for real. Gotta check him out. Oh, he brand new. Yeah, I mean, they tell me he's up and coming. Gotta check him out. He's got this little thing called 180 degree new direction. Oh, it involves everybody. You gotta check this Kenny Hodge out. I'm telling you, 180 degrees new direction. Good morning, good morning. This is Branch President Kenny Hodge with this morning's late but always timely postal podcast. First, I want to say I'm glad to be back off of military duty. That was my last active commitment I should have. Now I'm going to actually be a 40-year retired veteran. Yeah, hoorah to me. Hey, but listen, here we go. Let's get right into what I want to talk about today. No items, no contract articles. It's just mail handler to mail handler. Some employee to employee type conversation. Do you ever notice in our union that it seems like we fight the same fight every day, every year? Now, don't get me wrong. I know we've probably been fighting it so long that it becomes the norm. But I'm simply trying to point out to the members that we have to have a better way of doing business. And the only way we're going to have a better way of doing business, again, is we have to get a lot of new voices that have been kind of sounding in the wilderness, for lack of a better phrase. But I meant those new energetic voices that understand we have a greater commitment to our dues-paying members and are willing to bring forth that additional effort to make sure our members, and I'm talking worldwide, feel this. It should be a proud thing to be part of a local. It should be, you know, we should be able to say, I'm part of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, and you damn right my union fights for me. You damn right I got confidence in my union. Now, and again, you got to understand, nothing, and I do pretty much mean nothing, is going to be absolute. And we're not going to win all of our battles. But I'm convinced that if the members understood that even if we lost, we went down swinging hard. Yes, swinging hard. I think the members would still understand that, again, we have a union that's here for us, not to pacify us. We have a union that is here for contract compliance, not compassion for management because employees won't come to work. It's not my fight. Yes, and I did say that because that seems to be one of the biggest issues in the post office right now. Employees won't come to work. But simple psychology tells you, if you make a place inviting for people to come, they will come. But when you hit them with that nonsense that postal management has been giving us a heavy dose of lately, again, I don't really know how people eat when they don't come to work. Again, maybe they've made some really good investments. So I'm not a proponent of not coming to work if you need to come to work. And if you don't need to come to work, why do you work? But anyway, I'm not going to go off on that tangent right now. But I want us to know that we seem to fight the same fights. Maybe we need a different fight. We're fighting Article 8 grievances, and again, on a daily basis. We're fighting 1.6 supervisors doing work on a daily basis. and again, we just continue to fight. And what's more, what makes that fight even more confusing? How can I fight that fight in Ohio and then lose that same fight in Detroit? How can I win that fight in Kansas City, but I can't win that same fight in Ohio? I mean, you know, we have to really, really take a deep look at what we call the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. And again, I'm only speaking on a local level because, again, this is where I know I can make an impact. Okay, I'm speaking on my local level because I know I can make an impact. And I mean immediate impact. People recognize it's going to be a little resistance because the change is going to be a great change in Local 304, and I make no bones about that. But the change is going to be based on commitment. If you are an officer, if you are a steward, I'm expecting your level of commitment to be a lot higher than just the average member. Because remember, the member depend on us to know. Now, we get a salary, so we should be very, very welcoming. We should be always welcoming the idea of we're learning and studying more. So that's a natural change. That's a natural reaction, I would think, when the members expect, their representatives to know more about the contract than they do. But you know what? We have to live up to that. And I want to go, I'm going to take a hard right turn, and I want to address something real quick. Again, to the members, how is it, and please somebody help me with this, how is it that in one part of the country, MHAs, when they're converted, their discipline is clean, it's taken away. On the other side of the country, that's not happening. How is it that local one can file a grievance and get MHA's discipline expunged, but local two can't get that done? There's a major disconnect here, folks, that we really need to close the gap on. When we find a way to be successful, again, in ensuring contract compliance, then we have to duplicate that and make that the only way we process issues. And I know that sounds easy, and in fact, with good leadership, that's going to be easy. But my point is, and again, I really have a pet peeve about, and I post on it a lot, I'm sorry, about mail handlers who are converted. And they have a 5-day break, so they're taken off the rolls. They're brought back as new employees, but yet old discipline stays with them. That does not pass the common sense test. It doesn't. You cash that employee out of his leave and everything. He is a new employee, with the only exception being if he's worked a 360-day tour, he doesn't have to do a 90-day probation, but he's got to wait 90 days before they can use any leave. And I'm sorry when I say he is feminine and masculine, so stay with me. We'll say he or she has to wait 90 days before they can use leave. But yet the post office, especially in Columbus, Ohio, allows that discipline to stay with that employee. And again, what they're really saying to you is you're not really getting a new start. You're getting a new employment date, but everything that you did when you were a non-career, you were on the path to become a career, all that stays with you. And that's just not how you welcome a new employee into what we consider a career position. So, you know, so I get very, very adamant about that because it continues to happen, and I'm continually seeing employees being disciplined on what we call building on discipline that they received before they were career. Now, there are arbitration decisions that says that's wrong. So sometimes the post office adheres to it. Now, you know, again, I just came in contact with arbitration decisions that question that. So here's my real question. to the Postal Service, to our members. What can we do to find out? Okay, I meant definitively that if you are a MHA and you're created, I'm sorry, I got a little excited. What can we do to find out definitively if you are a MHA and you are converted to career, once and for all, do your discipline go with you, or is it wiped clean and you're starting fresh? That's a very simple question, but for some reason, I've had multiple headquarters personnel, and nobody will or can answer that question for me. And that question is a burning, it's something I have to know. I'm sorry. So to my mail handlers who hear this podcast, please, if you have definitive information, send it to me, please. Because I think this is one of those weak areas of that we as a union fall into. We allow so much ambiguity so that we continue to have a fight instead of getting confirmed responses that eliminate the reoccurrence of whatever issue we're addressing. So again, that's a question that I like answered. And again, when we answer it, you have to answer it with some kind of a reference, because you know, if you answer it from common sense, it makes too much common sense. If I'm a new employee, then all my old situations no longer apply. I mean, that's just from basic English language. You're converted from a non-career to a career. And I hate to say this, if my non-career status was so bad, why would you hire me? I'm just saying. And I know that statement is going to be taken differently, but let's look at it for what it really is. But the fact that you do hire me, okay, I'm on the list, my number came up. Why would you not give me the opportunity to start fresh? Because let me tell you something, and I know it's a saying, but a leopard does not change their spots. If I am a bad non-career, when I say bad, let me rephrase that, because I don't like to get into good, bad. Who's to really say what's good or what's bad? But if I'm an employee who won't come to work, as I'm not regular in attendance, and let me tell you something, it does not matter the reason. Let's just establish, I'm an employee, I'm an MHA, and I don't come to work. So the fact that I don't come to work, now it comes time for the post office to hire me. Well, if you allow me to stay employed as an MHA not coming to work, then I'm sorry that I believe when I become a regular, the same thing can take place. Is it right? By the rules, no. But by values and everyday customs and courtesies, I understand that. So now you become a regular, but you want to hold my attendance against me when I was a MHA. No, folks, I say that's wrong. And I say everybody needs to make a phone call to their local or to somebody in their union, and let's get a definitive answer to this. And let me tell you how this works. If we can get a definitive answer to this, I'll bet you you'll have something that you need definitive answers to also. I'm telling you, we got to take baby steps, because it just don't make sense that we fight the same fight year in, year out with the same results. We have to change the way we look at situations. We have to change the way we approach them. We have to change the way we document them. Yeah, we just have to change some things. But we have to be willing to change. And again, the change is all predicated on having a sincere commitment to our dues-paying members. Hey, this is your branch president, Kenny Hodge. Just airing out my vocals today. We'll get back on normal schedule for Monday and Tuesday at 8 o'clock in the morning after this week. Hey, had a good time in the military. Look forward to going back to work tomorrow. But just for the record, choo, choo, chucka, 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 chucka. That's that 180 degrees new direction train coming through your area. Again, get excited about what our union is going to be and join the process. 180 degrees new direction.